This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get back to these calls here. 888-808-1019 here. Time for the Corona Lime Time highlight of the night as the Yankees exit stage right.
Guerrero backs off at first. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it. The Toronto Blue Jays are going to the American League Championship Series, which starts on Sunday as Hoffman gives a very defiant look at the Yankee dugout. And here come the Blue Jays to celebrate in front of the mound.
Hey now. That was the Corona Lifetime highlight of the night, brought to you by Corona, the official cerveza of Major League Baseball. And let's face it, fitting that it's a whiff.
Yeah.
Fitting that it's a strikeout. I love Bellinger, but fitting it's a strikeout.
You have any issue with the Blue Jays celebrating the way that they did and taunting the Yanks?
No, I don't. Total honesty here. You know, I've used the word desensitized a couple of times recently, like with the Jets and even with the Yankees here with certain things. I am kind of, and this was unfathomable to think about years ago, I'm kind of used to teams celebrating in the Bronx. It's happened a lot.
You know, I was talking with JJ at SNY yesterday about that, because I was like, dude, they're not losing this game. And he didn't think so either, but he's like, you know what? I have seen plenty of teams in recent years celebrate in the Bronx. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess. And then you have it again. Look, it's always going to hurt. Gio said something I thought interesting and on point this morning when he was saying, like, you're better off rooting against a team than you are rooting for a team, because more often than not, the teams are going to lose. Like, even the Yankees were the most successful teams. They haven't won the World Series in 16 years.
Yeah.
So every year, if you're rooting against the Yankees, you're having success. At some point, they're going home sooner than they should. But when you root for a team and you see the other team celebrating, which also happens far too often, the champagne celebration or whatever, it's to me, there's nothing that hurts more as a sports fan than when you're in it and you get close, or you get close to getting in it, and you see the other team celebrating right in front of you with that champagne going nuts and taunting you, and that is just the worst feeling.
But that's where you gotta let them have their moment. They earned it, I think. Listen, but if people fire back, I get it. Do what you gotta do if it makes you feel better. But to me, that's petty. I mean, this season started no games to no games. Nobody had a win. Toronto came out, mashed them in game one, mashed them in game two. Yankees, based on Judge's heroics, an epic comeback, a great win game three, and then right back to the pumpkin. So the Yankees fans that are bothered by this, I think that they just need to understand that this is becoming the norm much more than it's not. You want to be mad at the Yankees management.
Anthony's calling from Garden City. What's up, Ant?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Hey,
good. What's up?
So I was thinking about it as a Yankee fan at the beginning of the season. I know we had a little bit lower expectations because losing Soto and then losing Garrett Cole. I think that the expectations for this season were lower just right off the bat with that. And we exceeded those expectations. Not that it makes the season any better that we got eliminated, but just watching it over the course of the year. And I believe it's 4 years now also, we really should go out and get ourselves a shortstop also. I mean, I don't know what's going on. He's batting 200. He's striking out like crazy, Volpe. And it seems like we're not filling that void. But I still think we should just be proud.
Think about this. I'll let you finish, Ant. The bigger picture problem here is tied into the shortstop. Anthony Volpe has been a mess for 3 years, and the Yankees have failed to acknowledge that he has not been good enough. Like, you want to say the old days? Okay, well, it's not George anymore. Okay, but even in the current days, somebody should step up and say, hey, he's not getting the job done. Why don't we send him back to the minors or trade him for somebody who will, because we're trying to win now? And that, to me, is a microcosm of what's gone wrong with the organization. And you could say that they exceeded expectations. They still didn't win the division, and they got bounced in the first round by a team who finished last in the division a year ago. Like, I don't know how that exceeds expectations.
Did we think that with Cole being out, because once they said he was going to be out for the season, and then once, obviously, we lost Soto, did we really think they were going to win the division in the first place? That's my question.
I didn't.
Like, I don't know if anybody expected them to actually win the division when Cole went out. That was like a big
thing. Did anybody expect the Blue Jays to win 94 games? I didn't. I thought the Red Sox Okay, but
yeah, the Red Sox or possibly Tampa's.
Oh, all right. And how'd that work out? And thanks for the call, Ant. So I know what you're saying, but to me, that still should not be an excuse. Well, Gerrit Cole went down. What do you want him to do? Well, what do you want him to do? They just signed Max Fried. Obviously, the emergence of Schwitler helped out. And also, the biggest reason why the Yankees had success, not just the pitching, but the offense in the regular season. Remember, too, there was a large portion of the season from June on, pretty much until, I guess, September, maybe the end of August, mid-August. From June till mid-August, the Yankees were playing awful
Terrible baseball. And then they had the best record to finish the season, aided by, a soft schedule.
Still, I mean.
Yeah, they still got to win the games.
94 wins is 94 wins.
No doubt, I get you. So there was a couple of things that was a good call. First of all, the really quickly on Volpe. So if Anthony Volpe was the star that the Yankees thought he would be when they drafted him in the first round, all right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anthony Volpe would be a 280-something hitter with 30-plus doubles and 18 to 20 home runs, and he'd have probably 30 to 40 steals, and more importantly, he'd be batting in front of Aaron Judge at the leadoff spot.
Thank you, BT. You nailed it. And I was thinking of something also last night while watching Dominguez pinch hit, because I forgot he existed.
I know.
He was another guy that was, Boone said it with us. They thought about having him be the leadoff hitter.
Mm-hmm.
So all this knocking on the Yankees.
He did bat leadoff a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. And then quickly they went away from that. They didn't have one. Austin Wells was hitting leadoff.
On opening day when we were there, he had a home run.
So they thought, their plans going in were not to have Grisham be the leadoff hitter.
I know.
And that is imperative when you have Aaron Judge hitting behind you.
Am I missing anything? So Wells, Grisham, Goldie.
Yeah.
Did Jazz get a look a couple? I don't know if he
Dominguez,
did.
Dominguez, you mentioned.
Dominguez got it. Yeah. So they had at least four leadoff hitters. Now, the other thing, too, and I get what he's saying. Like, usually, the last 10-ish years or so, my opinion on what the Yankees could be rarely changes during the season.
Right.
Like, I'm usually, fairly optimistic. They're going to win 90-something games, win the division, be a playoff team, roll the dice, see what happens. This year was a little different. So I'm feeling that point because when you lose Soto, and we talked a million times about Plan B, and I was intrigued by it, but even aside from that, when you lose Cole, and I know he wasn't great up in Toronto, he was terrible, but you lose the reigning American League Rookie of the Year and Luis Gil, and then, and he doesn't pitch for the first 4 months of the season, that's 20 starts, and then you lose Clark Schmidt, who's not a stud, but he's a stabilizer at the back of the, at the back of the rotation, an innings guy with good stuff, who had Tommy John. I'm like, where are they going? And then they couldn't run the bases, that series up in Fenway in June,
yep.
They weren't hitting, they were whiffing. And then they really did change. It's like the first Yankee team in a long time that I thought that they can win after I didn't think that they could win during the season.
Fair enough. But to me, it's not like they overachieved. What happened?
Well, they did, though. They were supposed to win 89 and a half games. That was the think about Vegas' over-under. Below 90. When was the last time the Yankees had it below 90?
But what I'm saying is Max Fried was supposed to be really good, and he was. Carlos Rodon, it's something you're paying him to be good, and he was. And those two guys failed miserably in the postseason. The Yankee bats, even like Grisham, overachieved. Fair enough.
Oh yeah.
Judge did what Judge does. Bellinger, you know, Jazz was supposed to perform well, and he did when he was back in there healthy. So, a lot of the players actually underachieved a little bit with, you know, Dominguez or Volpe, whatever you want to say there.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, as an offense, they kind of did what the Yankees were supposed to do, and then again in the postseason they didn't. So I don't think it's where, like, we could look at the Mets last year and say, they just didn't have it. Like, mm-hmm. they ran out of gas. They didn't have enough. They overachieved in the regular season. Eventually, it caught up with them in the postseason going up against a team who's far better than them in the Dodgers. The Yankees, nobody thought Max Fried is not Sean Manaea. Max Fried's getting $218 million. He's got to be an ace. Same thing with Rodon. Those guys were not flukes in there. If anything, it was Schlitter who was maybe like, I don't know about a rookie. And he was the best one of the bunch by far. And then the same thing about the offense. Okay, Grisham, that ran its course. He had a great regular season, ran out a little bit in the postseason. But to a man outside of Aaron Judge, Stanton, playoff Stanton, he did nothing.
Missed 4 months.
He didn't, yeah.
And the playoffs, he was awful.
That's what I'm saying, did nothing in the postseason. So guys that actually have a track record that you expected to produce did not produce in the postseason.
There's one thing, we'll do this coming up next, one thing that Yankee fans should be most, not even bothered by, most worried by. I'm going to hit it with you coming up.
BT and Sal on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.